Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, July 19th, 2018. Welcome to day 546. 2 weeks before his inauguration, Trump was briefed that Putin had personally ordered the cyber attacks to influence the 2016 election. The New York Times says the intelligence briefing included texts and emails from Russian military officers, as well as evidence from a source close to Putin who had described how the Kremlin executed the hacking and disinformation campaign. After flip-flopping on whether he believed Putin's denial that Russia interfered in the election, Trump indirectly blamed Putin for meddling, saying, quote, because he's in charge of the country, end quote. Meanwhile, Trump now disagrees with Putin's incredible offer to allow Moscow to interrogate 11 Americans in exchange for access to the 12 military intelligence officers who were indicted for their role in trying to sabotage the 2016 election, according to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Yesterday, the White House said Trump was entertaining Putin's proposal to swap officials for questioning, calling it an interesting idea, which prompted a backlash from both Republicans and Democrats. It took 3 days for Trump to come to this conclusion. Russia's ambassador to the U.S. claimed Trump and Putin had reached several important verbal agreements on issues in the Middle East and nuclear proliferation, but senior U.S. military have little to no information about what the two leaders discussed or agreed to. Although details from his first summit with Putin remain unclear, Trump has already tweeted that he is looking forward to our second meeting so we can start implementing some of the many things discussed. Sarah Huckabee Sanders confirmed that Trump asked John Bolton, National Security Advisor, to invite Putin to Washington for a second summit this fall. Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee, meanwhile, blocked an attempt to subpoena the interpreter who sat in on Trump's one-on-one meeting with Putin. Chairman Devin Nunes ruled that Adam Schiff's motion was out of order. Meanwhile, FBI Director Christopher Wray said Russia is the most aggressive actor in election interference and is very active at sowing discord and divisiveness in this country. Wray added, quote, my view has not changed, which is that Russia attempted to interfere with the last election and that it continues to engage in malign influence operations to this day, end quote. And finally, New York State is investigating whether the Trump Foundation violated state tax laws. The investigation by the Department of Taxation and Finance will focus on some of the same issues as the New York Attorney General's lawsuit: campaign finance violations, self-dealing, and illegal coordination with the Trump campaign. If the investigation finds possible criminal activity, it could refer the findings to the state attorney general or a district attorney. Trump's tax returns could possibly be revealed as part of a criminal investigation. And in the polls, Axios says 79% of Republicans approve of the way Trump handled his press conference with Putin, while 7% of Democrats approve. And CBS News says 70% of Americans believe the U.S. intelligence community's conclusion that Russia interfered in the 2016 elections. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. The Interior Department's internal watchdog is investigating whether Ryan Zinke violated conflict of interest laws for his role in a real estate deal with Halliburton Chairman David Lazar. 2. The Trump administration plans to strip the Endangered Species Act of provisions that extend protections to species in decline, regardless of whether they are listed as endangered or threatened. 3. Trump criticized the Federal Reserve for raising interest rates, saying he was not thrilled by the rate hikes, which he argues will put the U.S. at a disadvantage, and implied that the moves could hurt his efforts to increase economic growth. And 4. Devin Nunes spent nearly $15,000 in political donations on Boston Celtics tickets, winery tours, and trips to Las Vegas. All charges were listed as fundraising expenses. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.